Welcome to the Ozempic and Semaglutide podcast. Get ready to hear from best-selling healthcare author Dr. Josh Luke as he facilitates a discussion on healthy weight loss and living healthy. And now, here's your host, Dr. Josh Luke.
Folks, I'm excited to have a social media influencer on the podcast for the first time. Today, I have Ashley Rabick from New Jersey joining us. Ashley has lost quite a bit of weight on the injections, and she's also a social media influencer on TikTok and Instagram. Welcome to the podcast, Ashley.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Awesome. Yeah, I'm excited to just hear your story. So folks, if you want to follow Ashley on social and Instagram, it's Ashley Rabick, AshleyRaibick underscore beauty and bridal.
Oh, wait, that one's my old one.
Okay, we're going to start over.
Yeah, just it's okay. Ashley Rabick for both.
Ashley Rabick, no dot, no underscore.
There, no, TikTok, you could just write Ashley Rabick. Instagram, same thing, Ashley Rabick.
Ashley dot Rabick on TikTok, right?
Yeah, but okay. I think if there's no period, it still works.
Okay. You, by the way, in the middle of the night last night, you sent me that other one. Did you know that?
It's funny. It came up in my head and I was like, oh, I should have deleted that because it's in my old, it only comes up on my phone.
Okay. All right. We're going to start totally over then. All right. Here we go. Glad that was at the very beginning, right?
I thought of it too.
Welcome to the podcast, folks. I'm excited to have a social media influencer who's about a year into her Ozempic and Semaglutide journey, lost about 30 pounds. Ashley Rabick from New Jersey, welcome to the podcast.
Hi, thanks for having me.
She's made it real easy on you folks to follow her on social. I checked out both of her socials. I don't do a ton of TikTok other than just my daughter popping into my feed all the time. But it's Ashley, AshleyRaibick. Ashley Rabick, both on TikTok and Instagram. Great content. She shares her story with you, the ups, the downs, and just kind of the benefits as well. So, Ashley, tell us why and when you started the injections kind of what was your motivation to get going?
So I started December 2nd of 2022. So it's been a full year. I was struggling losing weight and I had been hearing about this medication in Hollywood and the magazines were writing about it. And I didn't even think it was an option to me. And the med spa that I go to for everything started to supply it. And I just took the jump there.
Awesome. And if you don't mind me asking, because I'm sure it's changed since then, but what was the original price per month for you? And is it still the same at that clinic?
So the original was $500 a month. And then it went to $600 a month.
Jeez. You know,
the labs were increasing pricing and all of that. And then now, I believe there's like a, she's doing like a 3 month supply. So yeah. It's still $600 though.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah. And folks, we're going to do another show where we talk about like four steps to get started on your journey. And one of the things I'll go through is the different options. And I think you can get it for as low as $100 a month now. But, you know, we're going to talk about what you need to look for, study, research, talk to your doctor in that episode. We'll get to that later. So tell us about some of the diets that hadn't worked for you and why you chose to kind of do this new thing.
Okay. So almost every single one I did Weight Watchers. I did Jenny Craig. I did Isagenix. I did my own like eat within a certain calorie deficit. But I think that the biggest thing was they would all work temporarily. Right. And I would be able to get the weight off. I would lose 10, 15 pounds. I'd be feeling good. And then I'd let myself slip. And I think for me, it was more the mental aspect of there wasn't that thing that was like, okay, we're not going to eat this or we're going to cut ourselves off at a certain point. Yeah. I just would go all in and then I'd fall off.
Yeah. And we talk on this podcast a lot about healthy weight loss and lifestyle change. And that is exactly I'm about 4.5 months into my journey, getting pretty close to tapering down. But it's all about like last night I went out, I had a salad and 5 pieces of shrimp and I was full and good protein, good distribution of nutrients. And I really feel like I've made that change and that it's December. I'm eating toffee. I had some peppermint bark. I had a bite of tamale, but I'm doing it in moderation. And I love the fact my story is the same as yours. My wife and I said, we need a lifestyle change, not binge dieting, because we went through all of them as well. So that's cool. So on that note, Ashley, Are you planning on staying on it for life, or do you plan to taper down, taper off? Tell us about the plan it for now.
So I actually was on it December until April. And then in April, I hit my goal. I was at goal for probably, and my goal was lower than my actual goal was to start. My actual goal, I think I said like 135, and I ended up getting down to 127. I just was kind of going with my body, seeing how I felt. And then at that 127, I hadn't lost at the same dose for like 2 months. So I was like, okay, I think my body's telling me I'm in the right place. And then I actually got off of it. I tapered down, I got off, and I was off of it for like 4.5 weeks. And I texted the owner of the med spa, who became a friend of mine, and I was like, I need to go back on this. I said, it's not that I couldn't keep the weight off. It wasn't that I didn't have self-control. All those habits were instilled. It's just so much harder. Like everything is just harder. And I just decided, like, I'm at an age right now, I travel a lot for work, I travel for pleasure. You know, I have. I'm work my boyfriend and I are constantly going out to eat, and I'm like, just to have that extra self-control that's assisting me, it's just not worth it for me to get off. So at this time, I ended up going back on it. I'm at a very low dose every 2 weeks. I'm doing 40 units, which is 2.5 milligrams. So I guess it's not that low, but it's I'm spacing it out enough. So by that last week, I really don't feel the effects. I'm able to eat, I'm able to drink, I have a life. And then by that next week, when I start up again, I kind of go back to those same habits, and it's like a really great balance for me.
And is it the same price? Is it still 600 a month for those doses, even though you're doing?
Exactly. So it's essentially like 600 for 2 months because
Tell me about the taper. Oh, so you're paying 600 kind of per units, not per month. So that makes more
it's for
sense.
4 shots. I just say per month because it breaks it down for people, but yeah, it's essentially 600 for 4 shots.
And you're the first guest we've had that talked about the taper down process. So tell me how you tapered down, how long it took, what the kind of reduction was, and if you think that was effective, because obviously you went back on it, but do you think it was as effective as you wanted it to be?
So I definitely think when you're coming off of it, tapering down is key. I had a lot of patients of the spa would contact me, and I was kind of just their person to like show, you know, give examples of things that they're trying to do and just lead that way. And I would say that I did have people who jumped off cold turkey and gained every single pound back. For me, the taper down, it allowed me every single week, I was able to eat a little bit more, a little bit more. And then I was able to keep that balance still, where if I came off of it, that hunger comes back with a vengeance. So I definitely think it's important.
Yeah, it's very interesting. And it's funny, I think I first came across your name in an article I read in a national publication. It sounds like me. You're like me, you're a news junkie always reading, because I was reading about Ozempic back in 2020. One of the first times most people heard about it was one celebrity slammed another by calling them Ozempic face or something, right? And then all of a sudden everybody's like, what's Ozempic? And I'm like, oh, I've been reading about this, but it's really expensive. And then in 2023, it became more mass market. I really think 2024 is the year of the weight loss revolution for these miracle injections, because they are the mainstream. I think what you're paying, of course, you're in an expensive part of the country, is about at the top right now, for those injections, because there's so much competition. There's so many generics coming out, the semaglutide that I'm on, that I think it's going to be in 2024 much more affordable. So it's an exciting time to hear these great tips from Ashley. So what was the hardest part of the diet for you when you first started?
I have to be like completely honest. I didn't struggle. I never got sick. I never really had any hard times with it. Everything for me, like I was excited. I was like, wow, I wasn't able to finish that meal, or I don't want sugar. That was crazy. I didn't want sugar. I could care less about a cookie. Like it was wild. And I would, so I really didn't, I don't think anything was hard. I think that the hardest thing was getting off of it and seeing life without it, and kind of just being like, all right, now we're back in that same position where it's natural. Your food noise comes back, your hunger comes back, and you know, it's how are you going to control that now? So I would say that was probably the hardest part.
And I had Kristen Kirkpatrick on from the Cleveland Clinic. She's also on the Today Show as a contributor. And she's a coach, and she's saying she's telling most of her clients, if not all of them, to stay on it for life now if it's affordable for them. So
Yeah, for
we're
that.
starting to see more insurance products come up that cover it. But all the studies coming out, guys, are continuing to be more and more positive. Go ahead, Ashley.
I was actually going to say that I think that the hardest part of the diet aspect, I just thought of this, was probably making sure I get the most protein in.
That's right.
That was huge. That's really hard to do. There were days where my calorie intake was 500 and I was like, this is not healthy. I can't do it. That was like a stress thing for me because, you want to do it the most nutritious way.
Yeah, lifestyle for sure. And I'm really glad you brought that up because I was an intermittent faster till about 11:30 or noon every day before doing this. And I remember sitting down with my wife going, I don't want to do that anymore. The whole point of this is to change our lifestyle and our eating habits, to have a small, nutritious breakfast, to have a decent sized lunch that has variable nutrients, and then at dinner to just be more cautious and to be have a better approach. And we'll cover all those things in the next show about the 4 steps to start, because one of them is going to be have a plan and maybe have an app that counts your calories, your carbs, your proteins, all those things. So you at least know where you're at. Because I don't use that app
That.
anymore at all because it's all right here. But
Yeah.
once you get in that habit, you're good to go. Okay. So what was the let's transition into social media, because you do a really good job, and you kind of said, and I figured you're kind of this unofficial spokesperson for your clinic. And the person I can't wait to interview for the show is the person giving the injection in the clinic at my clinic. Her name's Jess, and I'm still trying to convince her to come on. But how many stories does she have about people? I mean, she has 100 of you and I, right? Every day, all day, up, down, stable. Yesterday, I heard, and this is a new tip I'll share with people. Sometimes, if you switch from the arm, which I do, to the stomach, I guess pretty regularly, people will see a little boost in weight loss if they just switch to the stomach. So this week, I'm going to go to the stomach. So things like that. So, tell us on social media why you chose to take your journey on, and what your kind of goal and mission is with it now.
So I didn't decide at first to take it there. I waited 8 or 9 weeks and I was like, I need to make sure first that this works, second that I'm healthy. That was a big fear of mine. It's like putting this out there and talking about this and then someone going on it and not having a great reaction and then I feel like it's my fault. So I had to get through all of that first. And then once I started on it, I saw how many people I was helping, how many people were not aware of it. I really did it when it first started, like in this area, and I don't kind of all over. A lot of people didn't have access to it yet. So a ton of people started it with my med spa just from, hearing about it on social media. I think that the best part about it is seeing all of the success stories, and I get like 20 DMs a day. Just telling me, like, I'm so thankful for you sharing your story. You're the reason that I was confident walking down the aisle for my wedding. You're the
That's
reason that
great.
I have a better relationship with my husband. You know what I mean? Like, so many people were just so thankful. And for me, that I've always shared my life on social media. It didn't always have that big of a presence. But if I have the opportunity to change things for people and make their life a little easier, I'd love to do it.
That's cool. And that's really neat to hear that. And I think you have really, changed people's lives in a positive way. And guys, if you go on social and type in Ozempic journey, oh my gosh, there's like 20 different handles that are named after that. Ashley's isn't. She just, because she had the right story and knows how to handle herself on social, grew very quickly and continues to, because she's carrying the message, much like this podcast, Ashley. And congratulations to you, because all your friends like mine have these same questions, like, is it safe? How do you afford it? Will my insurance cover it? But what happens at the end? Won't you gain it all back? What can I eat? Can I still drink? Of course, that's a big one, right? So that's actually on this show. What we try to do is just tackle one of those questions on each show, very specifically, kind of talk about it. This has been a little different approach, just talking about kind of your journey, because we like to do these case studies. But I want to do a shout out to LH Spa and Rejuvenation in New Jersey. There's two locations in Livingston and Madison. Of course, being an LA guy, I had to ask, are those both in New Jersey? Because I don't know. But it sounds like you're kind of like their unofficial spokesperson, and kudos to them for helping so many people along. And guys, again, if you want to follow Ashley on Instagram or TikTok, are you on any other socials, by the way, or is that pretty much where you keep
Just
your
the two of
focus?
us.
Okay. Ashley Raybick, Ashley Raibick. Got to spell those names because some people like to play with the spelling of Ashley, right? So, Ashley, What is your one message you would share with people who are considering this that might not, if money's not like the last obstacle, what is the one thing you'd say that you would kind of tell them to give them some encouragement just to give it a shot?
I think that if you are someone who's been yo-yoing, struggling, and having that food noise for your whole entire life, like I did, it is the best thing that I did. It changed my entire life. It changed my social life. It changed my love life, everything. So it just, I feel like, made me better as a person, and I can be better for the people around me. So I definitely think if you're thinking about it, to if you're healthy to do it, do it.
Yeah, and do it by saying do it. She means call your doctor. That's the
Call your
first thing.
doctor,
They
yes.
always say that.
And do it the right way. That's
Yeah.
really big. People don't do it the right way. They get sent things in the mail and they're just left to figure out their dose, which blows
Yeah.
my mind. So
Yeah.
definitely you need a
I
doctor.
think I would agree with you that the mail order, I'm not talking them down because I'm sure there's plenty of them that support and listen to
Of
the show.
course.
There's great ones out there, but I definitely would not have want to started that way. I think I'd be way more comfortable doing it now. My wife and I have injected each other as we travel as well, keeping everything on ice and refrigerated. So good stuff. So Ashley, as we always do, could you share like one healthy go-to meal that you love to eat that you just tend to be eating 2 or 3 times a week because it doesn't feel like a cheat meal to you? It's under 300 calories or something.
Yep, my favorite is a multi-grain English muffin with peanut butter and two scrambled eggs and a side of strawberries.
Dang, I'm hungry right now. What kind of peanut butter do you get if you don't mind me
I
asking?
get oh my gosh, it's from King's. It's a smooth operator, I think it's called.
Awesome. Awesome. There you go. A plug for Kings, too. I don't even know them, but try their peanut butter.
Oh
Folks,
yeah, LA.
our guest is Ashley Rabick, social media influencer out of New Jersey. Her Ozempic and semaglutide journey has been at LH Spa and Rejuvenation. They have locations in Livingston and Madison. Check her out on social. Support her in her journey. Give us a follow on the podcast, too. You've been listening to the OOO Ozempic and semaglutide podcast. Thanks again for tuning in, and thank you, Ashley.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
You've been listening to the OOO Ozempic and Semaglutide podcast. Dr. Josh Luke is a PhD, but not a medical doctor, and none of his comments or comments of his guests are intended to be medical advice. Make sure to like, follow, share, and subscribe to the podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, YouTube, or wherever you listen to podcasts. Thanks so much for listening, and we'll be back soon with a new episode.